The New Music Dublin Festival takes place over the weekend in venues across Dublin, but also outdoors. Culture Far's favourite Australian organ noise experimentalist Robert Kirk-Envin will perform an organ concert indoors late night on Saturday, but he's also taken over Merrion Square for a gentle sonic intervention into spring. Dublin Open Form Pavilion of Air is the latest in a continent-spanning series of app-based audio works by Kirk-Envin, which happen in your headphones if you happen to be standing in the correct GPS location with the correct app downloaded. Culturefile met the composer and architect of the Pavilion of Air in a blooming Merrion Square.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And it's not too windy either. A bit of aeroplanes. I could hear every now and then something, you know, a motorbike bump into it. It's quite fun. There's a skateboard, actually, somebody on a skateboard, and that, you know, that has quite a sort of a when it's rolling.
The sound is white, broadband white noise, the more it is affected by the sound. So, yeah, high profile, low profile tyres. We're in Merrion Square in the middle of Dublin. It's the beginning of the movement into spring. People are starting to come out. The colours are changing on the trees. The leaves are coming back and the bulbs have been recently planted. So that there's the beginning of spring life moving into the square.
So why did you select this location?
It's the largest and most open area in the city. There's a lot of free movement possible, no keep off the grass. St. Stephen's Green is quite compartmentalised and enclosed. Ivor Gardens is great, but doesn't quite have the same degree of movement. And it's an interesting shape, a nice even rectangle, 4.5 hectares, 300 metres by 150 metres. So it was a very interesting metropolitan environment to work with as a canvas for a piece in the open form Pavilion of Air series. So the concept Open Form draws from the Polish architects Oskar and Sophia Hansen, who developed the concept in the 50s as a response to Corbusier's closed form. The idea with the design that I come up with, that you move fluidly from one zone to another so that there isn't the impediments of walls or compartmentalization that you would get, say, with the closed form that Corbusier would be famous for. It's a pavilion of air because it's like a suspended roof that doesn't have the support structure of walls. It's a variety of zones spread over a given geographical area. It's GPS locked to that area, so you can only encounter the piece in that specific area, and each zone is a sound. And as you move from zone to zone, or you have overlapping zones, you will hear the sounds that are locked to that area. They also describe architectural shapes. So like hyperbolic paraboloids, like if you've got a big top and the way that the top of the marquee will move from one point to another, the sag in the middle, that's like a hyperbolic paraboloid. So you'll have a variety of curved, smooth, slanted, gradated surfaces, and each sound is made from sine tones, like when you get a hearing test, that sound. The movement of them describes a variety of shapes.
The way you interface with this is there's an app and you put it on and you have your headphones on, and then you move around and your movement through the park directs what you're hearing.
That's right. It's like a piece of music that's been spatialized. It's like about an hour's worth of material. It's spread out into about 50 zones across the park, and as you move through the park, you create a composition that is unique to your movements. The choreography of your movements determines what you hear. Even if you walk next to someone, they're going to be hearing something different to you because they're X number of centimetres away from you. And the GPS is quite specific. It's down to 10 centimetres. So it's a reflection of your embodiment and how you move through the geographical location and its context. So
tell us about some of the other places where there are pavilions.
So about 4 hours north of Oslo in the Rondane National Park, one of the oldest and largest national parks in Norway. There's one just outside a 250-year-old copper, sulfur and zinc mine, and it looks out onto the Rondane. It's a very interesting point, an interesting tension of human history and natural history. There's two up in the Arctic in Norway, up in Ballevåg in the Varanger Peninsula, and one out in Lofoten. As part of the Kunstkvarteret Arts Quarter. There's one in Prague, just outside the meat factory, and that there's one in Lublin, which is where Oscar and Sophia Hansen did a lot of their original work, and it's at the housing estate that they designed in the 1960s. It's invisible, it's totally down to your own experience of your embodiment and the location, rather than it's prescriptive and delineative. So I think that it's liberated from some of the constraints of land art, but it's interesting. People are very interested in mainly consuming music through streaming these days. So rather than having an album that's just streamed as you walk around, I thought the idea of having compositions that you can only hear in a particular place that changes the way that you might experience that place was an interesting shift.
It does address you back to the place you're physically standing in, even though, you know, it's quite a disembodied experience, the listening. It addresses you back into the space. Here, the garden, for instance, and we're saying it's spring and there's a lot of blossoms, there's a lot of blossoming happening. And in a sense, the music becomes a soundtrack.
Yeah, it's designed specifically to interrogate and engage with where you are, and that there is a slightly disorient effect from the sound, but the idea that you need to kind of lose yourself to find yourself, that it disorients you to a degree that then you reorient yourself and that you do notice all the nuance of what's going on around you. So by separating yourself from everything around you, much the way that wearing headphones does in a public space, you then start to notice all these particularities in the minutiae, and then you start to feel a little bit more reintegrated into it, but that there's this numinous otherness going on at the same time. It's kind of, it's a catalyst in a way.
Robert Kergenven in the midst of the Open Form Pavilion of Air there in Merrion Square, Dublin. And check out newmusicdublin.ie for access details and indeed details of all the weekend's New Music Dublin events. Kergenven's organ concert is on Saturday at 10 p.m. and will feature versions of the music from Open Form Pavilion of Air played on the organ at Mercy International Centre in Baggot Street.